32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Welcome back onto the 32GI Sports Nutrition Podcast. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, joined by Mark Wolfe, and a great topic to you today on one of our marquee products, and that's the Endure range. No spike, no crash, just pure stability. Stability becoming very important with any form of exercise, and it's not a place you want to be when you do crash. Mark, Endure, if you're looking at stability, if you're looking at sort of prolonged energy, is a fantastic product.
Yeah, Dave, it definitely stabilizes blood sugar in the system. It releases for a number of hours. And that stability is so crucial when doing endurance sports. There's no roller coaster riding. The peaks and troughs of the energy system are actually a lot lower. And definitely it's a lot more of a stable feeling.
So looking at the Endure product, what makes it, you know, that sort of slow and steady release? And I know you utilize isomaltulose as opposed to utilizing a sucrose. Is that where the key difference comes?
Well, isomaltulose is definitely one of the key ingredients in the product. And for many, many years, it was like looked at in a pretty dismal way as being suitable for endurance sport. But in actual fact, the more research that's been done on the carbohydrates, the far more realization that it actually is very, very suitable for endurance sports. And the reason being is that it does provide a portion of that carbohydrate quite quickly to the system when requiring uptake of glucose. But at the same time, 50% of it is broken down over a much longer period of time, which provides stability. And that stability is basically a feeling that athletes actually thrive on. In other words, the longer they go, the more stable they feel, and it's definitely due to that carbohydrate. Endure isn't only that carbohydrate. You blend it with two other carbs, one quick-releasing and one slightly slower-releasing to provide a quicker absorption and a more stable release over a period of time. And that stage-releasing effect actually helps just give a little bit more carbohydrate to the system over a period of time and obviously provides the stability that's required.
Now, Mark, looking sort of at that, there's so much, that people can look, but there are a lot of carbohydrate sort of options out there. But the point is every carbohydrate is different, hence why you need a sort of blend of three carbs because, you know, not one carbohydrate is, you know, has the same qualities.
Well, that's the thing is that there is a wide variety of different carbohydrates out in the market. And the interesting thing is that people look at a container and they say, this product contains sugar. But they don't understand what that sugar is. They've actually got no idea. I can name 10 sugars. And the thing is that every one of those sugars, the body will respond to in a different manner. If you look at fructose, which is classified as a sugar, it has a glycemic index of probably around 19 to 21. It doesn't really provide a stable energy. It actually drops off quite quickly. If you look at sucrose, it's actually medium GI, so it's a sugar. That's normal table sugar, which is medium GI. So the GI of around 64, it breaks down into a 1-to-1 glucose to fructose molecule. And it doesn't necessarily spike blood sugar excessively, but it is very quickly absorbed in the upper bowel. And again, can provide a certain level of stability, but by no means does it provide a prolonged level of stability. And then if you look at isomaltulose, it's got a glycemic index of 32, and in actual fact, it breaks down at half the rate of sucrose. So it doesn't cause a spike in blood sugar. It causes a very slow and steady rise in blood sugar over a longer period of time, and enables that stability to be provided. So that's just mentioning three different sugars or classifications of sugars, carbohydrates, which all respond very differently when consumed. And a lot of people don't understand that. Now let's have a look at a sugar which is not classified as a sugar. I call it a hidden sugar, maltodextrin, which is prevalent in everything, but it's not classified as a sugar. So it's classified as a carbohydrate, but not as a sugar. And that pair's got a GR of up to around 130. Now, if you look at glucose, which is 100, which is sort of the standard measurement on that index, I mean, that is a very quick release of sugar into the system if you're looking at glucose standard of 100. Now, take maltodextrin, which has got a glycemic index of around 130. It sparks blood sugar significantly because it's so quickly absorbed into the system. But it's not classified as a sugar, so it must be good, right? Well, not necessarily, because I think people don't understand that once it's passed the mouth, it causes a completely different response when it's inside the body.
Now, Mark, another very important or great feature of Endure is the way that it tends to burn more fat. And, you know, fat oxidization for a lot of people out there training, be it an endurance athlete or just a regular gym goer, is very important.
Well, that is a very, very key element and definitely one of the benefits of 32GI Endure is that it does enable a much higher rate of fat oxidation in the system when utilizing it. So here is a carbohydrate drink which allows you the ability to still burn off fat at a much higher rate than any other carbohydrate drink on the market. And this to me is the health benefit of the product, in that you're having a carbohydrate which will provide you a certain amount of energy in the form of blood sugar, or blood glucose. However, you have got the ability to still burn off fat because the insulin levels are not significantly elevated after consumption. And this is what I tell people, and it's no secret that fat metabolization is something that's very key from a health perspective, especially when it comes to weight management and also when it comes to endurance ability. The higher amount of fat you can oxidize over a period of time in order to spare glycogen will obviously provide you a benefit from an endurance perspective. So to me, Endure encompasses this in allowing that higher fat oxidation rate, and I think that that's a very, very crucial and key point of the drink itself. There are not many carbohydrate drinks in the world that allow a high rate of fat oxidation, by any means.
Now, Mark, the other thing about the product and the way it's made and utilized, it means that it works well for certain segments in the market. They have to be very careful of what they do consume. And one of those segments is people who have type 1 diabetes.
Yeah, so when it comes to people who do suffer from diabetes, I think that the problem there is that they do go on a roller coaster ride, without a doubt. They've got to be very careful of spiking blood sugar and then very careful of the drop in blood sugar. What's nice about 32GI Endure is that because it provides stability and doesn't provide the spike, but also doesn't provide the crash, we see it as a very beneficial drink to that community. And we've been told by many people that used to battle with blood sugar stabilization during exercise that Endure has actually changed their lives. It works very, very well for them. So that's very important feedback, and we understand that it is very suitable. I mean, the research just on osmolalosis, you know, in itself has shown that for people that have blood sugar issues, it definitely plays a role in helping stabilize them.
Now, with that in mind as well, and safety concerns, and there being a lot of stuff out there, as a parent myself, it's important to know what we can give our kids because, you know, kids just do. They have higher hydration requirements, higher energy requirements. And again, Endure fits perfectly into that mold for children.
Definitely child-friendly. Again, I don't like sparking the blood sugar of a child because it definitely sets them up for sugar cravings later on in life, and I think this is a far more stable energy release. And the other thing is that the drink itself contains no unnatural flavors, no unnatural colors, no artificial sweeteners, and that makes it a very, very healthy and child-friendly product when utilized for sports.
Mark, looking at age groups with children in particular, from what age would you recommend it would be safe to allow them to use something like Endure?
Look, I mean, overseas in Europe, we've been instructed that from the age of 4 years upwards, you know, a child would be able to consume a drink like that. So, I mean, that's how child-friendly it is. There's definitely no stimulants in there or nothing to be concerned about. It's also non-cariogenic, the main carbohydrate, which means it does not cause tooth decay. That's another key attribute of the product.
Now, as a parent, that's something very good to hear. 4 years of age plus, and I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there on the market that kids are hearing from a very young age anyway. If you're making or planning for next year and what you're going to do for your kids and help them to get through a long day of sport, as well as studies, and Joe would be fantastic. Markov, thanks very much for your time, and Joe is a fantastic product. If you haven't tried it yet, it is one of the marquee brands within a fantastic 32GI range. From myself, Mr. Active David Katz, and Mark, we'll catch up again with you soon.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.